Who the hell are you and why are you here?
I'm Adam Sklar and I build bike frames.
So you're here to show them?
Yeah, I'm trying to sell bikes here.
Okay, so we know each other for a few years looking at different bikes, and you have your unique perspective on, it's not super unique, but you can tell when it's one of yours.
Yeah.
What do you think is the special thing? Like, there's several companies that, like, their thing is curved tubes. What do you think makes your curved tube bikes different than the other curved tube bikes?
My curved tube bikes, well, the top tube is the most recognizable thing, and it's ovalized, which...
It's very nice. I love it.
Thanks. I think it looks cool, and there's some engineering mumbo-jumbo that you can, like, sell it on that's not really there, but mostly looks cool. Yeah, I just think it takes a while to make a bike, so you might as well make it look cool. But mainly I like building bikes with cool geometries.
Cool geometry. So what's sort of the latest geometry thing that you're kind of working on right now?
I've been working on a lot of plus bikes for riding on dirt.
So more of a clearance issue versus a geometry issue?
Right, so cramming a 3-inch tire in super short chain stays is really hard, so I've been...
Do you know what's that in millimeters?
Oh,
you work in millimeters or inches?
I'm a metric guy.
Okay, cool. I work in millimeters myself.
Okay. So, like, this bike right here has 418 millimeter chain stays, which is...
That's pretty good.
Very tucked. Yeah, and it's got the Boost chainring on there, which helps a little bit, but it's still very tight.
Sure, we know. Which of these... You're showing... You've got three bikes out right now. Where's the fourth? Getting pictures?
Yeah.
Okay. Of these three, which is sort of your thrill of the moment?
I'm pretty into this one right here, the hybrid.
The hybrid. Excellent. We're bringing hybrids back, huh?
It's got a 27.5 by 2-inch tires. It's got...
So what's special on it? Like, what's kind of the cool thing that you're kind of liking? I mean, I like the brake mount that you've got going in the back here.
Yeah. Yeah, I make the brake mounts. They're fun to make. And
kind of goes with the look.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's not just another Paragon part going on there.
Sure.
Then we got the dropper post with internal stealth routing, which is really cool. And it's hooked up to the Force front shifter.
Correct.
I'm running one by with... And I'm running the Force derailleur with an X1 chainring on there, or cassette.
Okay.
It's got a lot of gears for going up big hills and pretty much riding trails on it.
And, you know, you're in Montana. Where are most of your customers?
Mostly not in Montana. A lot of my customers are California, Arizona, Texas, Colorado. Uh-huh.
And what changes do you make? Like, say, you know, the old rule for, you know, when you're choosing a frame builder is you want someone who's local, because they're going to know where you ride and all that. Now, you're going to make some decisions about your local riding area versus theirs. Sort of, how do you have to shift your thinking? How do you think for your area versus, like, say, a California bike?
Right. Well, I think the reason a lot of people choose me is that I ride a lot, and I think they notice that. And I've ridden a lot of places, and my interview process definitely goes through a lot of different questions that I can get a sense of what style of riding they do. Like, if they're, you know, more cross-country, or we talk about priorities of, like, climbing versus descending, and what kind of terrain they ride. And usually we can do pretty well. I mean...
Is there a general trend that you're noticing? I don't work with customers, so it's hard for me to get outside of my little envelope.
The gravel bike trend is definitely huge. That's a lot of... I think it works well for custom, but a lot of people are doing gravel bikes.
You think people are just finding value there, that they get more experience out of their rides?
Totally, yeah. It's I've been riding them more because it's fun to leave your house and go ride. You know, you can ride 50 miles and you can get on dirt and you can get on trail, you can get on pavement. And
just kind of do anything, go anywhere.
Yeah, it's one bike and it does it all, right?
So this bike, you know, it's kind of familiar because I've got, you know, my bike with the dropper and the more of a hybrid type look. Have you tried a lot of drop bar riding with the dropper?
No, this is my first dropper. So I've been riding drop bars on mountain bikes for, I don't know, since they've been around, five or 6 years. And I think I would do dropper before suspension on any bike.
You can't have, you know, you got to have disc brakes, you got to have droppers.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm not putting any, I don't do rim brakes.
One thing I do have to say is, you know, having ridden a bunch of dropper, drop bar, and various different configurations. Just wait till you try riding road with road tires descending with a dropper seat post and drop bars. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm excited. I've been running the Compass, like the 47C slicks on my other hybrid, and it's really, those have been fun.
I've been using the Maxxis refuses.
Oh yeah, those look pretty cool.
You know, they might not be the best road tire, but I'm a little rough when I get out there, and they seem to handle the rough.
Yeah, I'm not. The Compasses are fast and they're light, but I'm not convinced on the sidewalls. I haven't taken them on trail yet. It's still pretty snowy.
Yeah, I don't. Flexible sidewalls are bullshit for me.
Yeah. So supple though.
Oh, supple. Yeah. I think supple's for people that don't corner.
Yeah. You can float over it. Ride light, you know.
Yeah, but you're kind of holding on for dear life.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's why the mountain bike tires on a cross bike are cool.
Sure. What if you, like, you know, my perspective is typically, you know, tricky construction stuff and geometry. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you thinking about, or what are you doing that you think kind of would stand out as something that really gets you going, is inspiring you, just kind of from that those details that no one's going to notice, no one's going to know about but you?
Oh, well, I've been working on down tubes, because for mountain bikes with the longer front ends, longer front centers, for more aggressive descending, no bike tube manufacturers really make a down tube that's long enough. So on this yellow mountain bike, I did the
Have you crossed the 800 mark?
800 mark of?
Millimeters?
I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't know. But the sleeve on there has a slight curve, and so I braze in a butted tube that's super light, but where the strength is important up by the head tube, it's super beefy.
So it's kind of like a type 2 down tube.
Yeah, type 2 down tube, totally. Yep. Yeah, and I do that same construction on a lot of bikes for bigger dudes. All on the seat stays.
How deep does that tube go into that sleeve?
It's got like an inch and a half overlap.
Cool. That's nice. Would you sell your top tubes?
No.
Oh, they're proprietary. Excellent. And your seat bends. You're starting to look like mine there.
The seat tube?
Yeah, seat.
Oh, mine are much nicer there. I think that's my nicest bend is the seat tube bend. I built a special.
But you're
bend.
Doing a late bend.
Yeah.
Versus a, you know, the older style of tracking the tire. Now it's sort of getting into the late bend for the dropper clearance.
Yeah, because you want to have more room in there. Like, I'm running the 170 dropper on there.
Sure.
It's got to go somewhere when it's inside there.
That's the problem.
Yeah. Yep. So that's good for that. But yeah, even with that curve, it has to be a pretty big bike to run the 170.
Sure. Well, I mean, mine are a tighter bend at the very last minute, and that's so I can do it on small seat tubes.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I think if I had bigger bikes to work with, I could mellow it out a lot more.
Definitely.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a good point. I guess I didn't realize that.
And you do your own bending.
Yeah, everything is bent by me.
What kind of bending fixtures do you have, or did you what did you buy? What did you make?
I bought my tubing roller that I do the top tubes on.
Do you flatten them and roll them and flatten them, or how do you do that?
I made custom die. I CNC'd some dies, so they're in oval shape.
Okay, so that's while you're bending them, you're
ovalizing. So it gets rolled and ovalized at the same time. Yeah, bent.
Okay, cool.
And then, all the other benders I've made, they're, you know, mandrel style benders for the seat stays and the chain stays. I have some dies that I use.
Cool. What do you want the world to hear before we go?
Bikes are fun to ride.
They really are. Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Okay.